Hey, and we are live. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Freedom Tech Weekend. My name is Marks. I'm your host every week. Today, we're doing it a day later because I was traveling. If you watched last week's episode, you saw that I was in a different location. I'm back home now in my normal studio that I got here. This is my studio office, all the good things. So glad to have you here. I did not really give an announcement. Let me just check this audio real quick. Let me see here. All right, we're good. I didn't give an announcement because frankly, I wasn't planning on streaming right now, but I had an idea because I was doing a project for a friend and I said, why not just go live right now? So that's what I'm doing. I just decided to go live and start streaming. So we're gonna do that. Today, we're doing smart home stuff. We are setting up a smart home. This is somebody who has they might have devices from Google, they might have Amazon Ring, Ecobee, you might have Apple devices, a whole bunch of them, right? So there are different options you can use to try and connect these all together because for the most part, these systems don't want to talk to each other. They're starting to get better. You have things like Matter and Thread that are trying to make things compatible with all of the different systems out there. Remember back in the day, you had the Samsung or not Samsung, smart things, whatever. You have Z-Wave, you have Zigbee. Everybody's tried to do their own thing. And really what it comes down to is we need open standards that allow them all to talk to each other. So in the mix of all of this, there have been some open source projects that have tried to bring these together. And many of you on the stream, hello, we've got like 90 people so far. This is great. Let's see, I vaguely remember hearing about this. Is it Linux? Well, actually we are gonna be running Linux is what we're gonna be doing, but there are lots of different systems out there for trying to get all these different smart platforms to talk to each other. Because really in the end, what I'm doing today is I have to leave in about 20 minutes. Actually, no, 15 minutes. I need to leave in 15 minutes to go over to my friend's house to help him set up his thing. And he doesn't want to have to babysit this. He doesn't want to SSH and log into a Linux terminal. And then he doesn't want to have to like install stuff and reboot and do sudo apt-get, all that stuff. So I want this to be plug and play as easy as possible for him. And so I figured if I'm going to be setting this up for him, why not bring you all along for the ride and show you what the process is like? There are different options. Maybe I can share my screen briefly. Let's see if this will work. All right. So I'm going to share one window with you. Okay. That's not the one I wanted. Let's try this window over here. Okay, that's better. We'll use Orion as the browser today on this. I'm not doing my home server thing because a different show for you today. All right, so we are now sharing the Orion browser and I'm going to show you a few different projects real quick and then we will get to the actual installation. So there are, you have a few projects, you have OpenHAB. Normally I would have Maple open on the screen to help us with this, but I'm going so quickly today that I'm just gonna go off on my own memory. You have OpenHAB, which is a platform for bringing these all together. Okay, and then you also have Homebridge. These are just two, there are other ones, but these are probably two of the most popular ones. So if you want to look at a couple of them, you can look at all these wonderful logos and brands that can connect to OpenHAB. And then you have Homebridge, which also has lots of wonderful logos and stuff, although they're not right on the homepage, but you've got, you know, you have find your plugin and then you search. And it's all based on NPM packages, node packages, and then you can find all these things. So I would recommend starting with these two, but there are others you can look at. I'm doing Homebridge today. That's what we're gonna do. So what I did is I searched Raspbian, which is Raspberry Pi's operating system. I think it's called Raspberry Pi OS or Raspberry OS now. And then I did a Raspbian Homebrew. right? Okay. And then somehow I got to, I don't remember exactly what I searched, but let's just go to Raspberry Pi. Raspberry Pi OS. We want to get a download, right? Bro. No. Raspberry Pi search. Okay, this is where I was. So I downloaded this imager. You might have different opinions of Raspberry Pi and all that stuff. You know, that's fine if you have those opinions. Some people don't trust them. Some people do. We don't have access to the hardware. We don't know if it's like rooted or has something installed on it that's not good for us. So it is what it is. Let me show you real quick. Can I share a second screen? We'll just do this. Okay, share. All right, so here's my Raspberry Pi. I just have this old one laying around. It's a 3B plus, and it's got a case I got on Amazon a long time ago. And I had this card in here, my little micro SD. So what I'm gonna do is I'm sticking this into this adapter and then putting it into my MacBook Pro on the side here. All right, and then in a little bit, we'll bring it back up there, but let's go back to the web browser that I was sharing. Back to Orion. Okay, so here we are. I downloaded for Mac OS, I downloaded the Raspberry Pi imager, and then and I installed it. You can go through and like view the sources and you can download specific builds, but the Raspberry Pi imager actually has an easy click through thing. Which is really nice. It used to be much more difficult. So if you want to be more manual, you can just go view the sources and pick stuff that you want on your own. Okay, so now let's go over to the imager. So let me switch screens to that. Okay, here we are. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Let me pop in the chat. I'm going like with just one screen today. Let's see if we have any questions. I'm confused. Where's Marty? This show runs on TFTC channels, but it's called Freedom Tech Weekend. And we're working together because Marty's all about freedom tech and truth for the commoner. And this is the same thing. So we do this every Friday or every weekend. And it's one tool or one app that you can try out this weekend when you have free time. Okay. So this channel has not been hacked, by the way. This is just, Marty knows that I'm doing this. Okay, so here we go. We've got Raspberry Pi. You can pick what you're using. I'm using this one. And then choose your operating system. So this is where you can like really do lots of cool stuff. So we're doing smart things today, home devices, but you can run just regular Raspberry Pi desktop if you want to set up a computer. But then there's other things where you can do a media player, or you can set up an emulator for having a gaming system and plug this in, because the Raspberry Pi has an HDMI port on it, right? So you can plug it into TV, home automation, which is what we're going to use today, a bunch of things. So let's just jump to that home automation and then see all these cool things like 3D printing, Moodle Box. Moodle is a learning management system. I highly recommend the Canvas learning management system from my previous life. And I'm doing home assistance and home automation. And then here you are, you can see other ones, Gladys Assistant, OpenHAB, like I mentioned, and we're gonna do HomeBridge. Now you can pick 32-bit, 64-bit, it's recommending based on the device that I picked. All right, and then you choose the storage that you wanna put it on, and I have this card right here, next. And then in here, you can actually set up stuff, right? So you can set up what you want to have as passwords and other things. So yes, let's just move forward there. Everything's gonna be wiped. Yes. So what it's gonna do now, can I just use my fingerprint? No, okay. All right, so it's gonna write the card. And it's going pretty quick. And then after this is done writing, we'll boot it up and I'll show you the final step really of how to get it configured. Because what I want is I want this to be as plug and play as possible. I want it to behave kind of like a Wi-Fi router where you plug it in to your power at your home, and then you connect it to your network. And from there, you can just like open up an app on your phone and manage it from there. That's the goal. And then if it ever gets hung up, they can just go in and unplug it from the power, wait a few seconds, and then plug it back in. I don't want them to have to go in and do anything beyond that. Whereas I'm more tech savvy, so I don't mind doing a little more management. So once this is done imaging, I'll pop the card into the Raspberry Pi. We'll show you what the screen looks like and how you can get it connected to Wi-Fi really easily. There are newer Pis than this. This is, like I said, a 3, and you can do the 4 or the 5. You can get them on Amazon or whatever website you want to buy them from. I always make sure you're buying from a good dealer, though. You don't want to buy one that's been hacked or something. So buy from a trusted source. But when you buy them on Amazon, you can get them in a kit where it comes with like a case and some other things already to make it easier to use. Because if you buy just the Raspberry Pi, you're just going to get the board all by itself and just going to be this naked board sitting there that is unprotected and no power usually and other things. Okay, we're almost done. We're at 91%. And I'm glad that we've got a good group here. We have a few hundred people here joining us on a random Saturday, unannounced on TFTC channels, as well as on Zap.stream. In fact, let me pop over to Zap.stream and see if anybody is commenting over there. Let me pull it up here. All right. Got a few people watching on Zap.stream. Hey, Noster folks, but no comments, and that's okay. Okay, so I was just doing a quick verification. Now that it's done writing, it's going to verify that it copied everything over, that all the bits matched, because you don't want to have a corrupted file, a corrupted image on your device. So here we go. We're in the 80% range. 97, 98, 99%. Okay, finalizing. So pretty soon I'll be able to pop it out of my computer. All right. It has been written successfully. You can now remove it. All right, so let's switch cameras back over. Okay. It's all blurry. Why are you blurry? I don't know. Can I see anything? Nope. All right, well, maybe it'll come back on here in a second, but I'm gonna pop the card out of my computer. Such fun. Oh. All right, I lost it. One more try real quick, but then we gotta move on because I actually have to get out of here. New movie recording in QuickTime, and then we'll select the iPhone as a camera. Looks like we're not going to get it. That's too bad. Okay. Oh, here we go. I heard the good noise. Sweet. We're working. Let's share that screen while we got it. You think this would be easier, but it's not. Okay. So I've got my Raspberry Pi. I'm going to pop this micro SD card out, stick it in the bottom. There's only one way for it to go in. If you're pushing really hard and it's not going in, you probably have it in backwards. And then let's hook up the HDMI cable that I got to this ghetto monitor, this old school Dell that a neighbor gave me many years ago because they were just going to throw it away, but it's so useful still. All right. And then I'm going to plug in this. This Dell monitor is not HDMI compatible, but I bought a cable that converts. Okay. So it should be booting up now. There we go. You can see the screen. Maybe I'll stick this right here. Okay. So it's booting. And of course, my phone goes offline. There we go. Generating SSH keys. Rebooting in 5 seconds. Sweet. So it's going to, basically, what I'm going to explain what's going to happen. Once Linux boots here, this is a Debian fork, a fork of Debian. It's going to boot up, and then it's going to drop me into the Homebridge login screen. I'm not going to have him do anything here. except the only step I'm going to do when I get over to his house is up on the screen, it's going to show a Wi-Fi network that I can connect to. So from my phone, I can connect to this Wi-Fi network that this Pi is broadcasting. And from there, it will allow me to type in the password for his Wi-Fi network at his house. Again, because I don't want to go over there and be like, here, let's plug this Raspberry Pi into your TV or something. I just want to plug it into power and use a phone to manage it from there. So we're almost done booting. Once it's done booting, I really got to get out of here. Okay, here we are. So we're on Homebridge. And what you can see here is it says, need setup Wi-Fi. Use your mobile device to connect to the Homebridge Wi-Fi setup network. And that's really it. Or you can plug it into Ethernet. So there it is. All right. So once I do that, then I can use the Apple Home app. I can actually go on my browser on my phone and connect to this address here, homebridge.local. Or once I connect to the Wi-Fi, there's going to be an IP address here that I could connect to. But again, I'm not going to be able to see this screen. So I'm just going to connect to Homebridge Wi-Fi setup on my mobile phone and then go into the mobile browser and take it from there. Okay, this has been a quick show today, 16 minutes. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Dude, you need better cord management. I totally agree. This was a last minute broadcast. And so I was quickly grabbing every cord that I could find to get this to work. Normally my cords are much better managed. You should see my cable management underneath my desk that I'm sitting at. It's much cleaner. But thanks for joining today. Hope you all have a great weekend. If you want to get your different devices talking to each other, check out OpenHAB, check out Homebridge. You can run Homebridge and OpenHAB on an existing device. You don't need to have something like Raspberry Pi. You can run it on a Mac, on Windows, on a Linux computer. You can run it in a virtual machine. I've done them all and it's really nice. So anyways, I'm not pointing any text on the screen anymore. I'm just talking. But thanks for joining us and hope you have a great weekend. Later.